just gone back to a few basic gains, which I did a couple of years ago, and it seems to be working. I've been practicing really hard lately. I want to be, you know, I want to be in that top four in the world rankings.
What sort of going back are you talking about? Is it tinkering with your dots and your setup? I know you do that quite a lot, don't you?
No, not much to do with the setups. Just gone back to old practice routines, which I used, what got me to the world final. So I'm doing that again now, and it's working.
Obviously, that was the performance so far of this Cash Converters Players Championship. You've just got to be thinking, grab onto that, bring that tomorrow, and I'm in a great position.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that game's gone now. I just got to focus on the next game, try and reproduce something like that again, which is going to be very difficult, you know. That was out of this world, that match. But, you know, I've got to try and keep my head on my shoulders and go and reproduce something similar to that again tomorrow, because Gary Anderson's one of the most prolific scorers in the world, one of the best players in the world, so I need my best game again.
Obviously, on stage, you're very happy now, and I saw you celebrating on stage. You even doing the Usain Bolt at one point, I think. I was impressed with that. But you had your game face on all the way through that. How were you feeling when just everything you were throwing was going in? Is it trying to keep a lid on it, trying not to get too excited with it?
Yeah, I was so focused tonight. I don't know what it was. You know, I've played Ronnie twice before on TV in the Premier League, and he beat me both times. And I'm thinking, well, I can't let him go three in front. So I just got my own little zone, and I was so focused on winning and just went up there and did the job. I didn't even watch Ronnie throw.
Obviously, you just talked about Gary. He's a player you know all about. You played him in the Premier League many times. Potentially, you may have to throw something similar against him if he brings his A game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll probably have to throw at least 100 average to beat Gary. I mean, Gary is a prolific 180 hitter, and, you know, he's top four in the world.
That little spell of five legs against Ronnie there, where you, I think you're averaging 122, something like that. How often do you do that in practice? Is that something that just comes naturally, those little five spell legs? And I mean, it's, bringing that on stage is pretty special.
It doesn't, I don't know. I mean, I played fantastic the other week against Terry Jenkins on the floor, had 109 average. I don't know if it's natural or not, but it's just, to me, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of focus.